Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, welcome out today, guys. Want to just love having you on. Love that you're following. I love that you're sharing this. And so thank you so much for being a part of this show and really being a part of spreading this word and creating this ripple effect that we're trying to create. Hey, as a quick reminder, be sure to check out our website, moneyripples.com. And also, just as a word from our sponsor, you know, American Homeowner Preservation, I got to tell you, if you guys are looking for creative ways to start generating passive income today, you're looking for ways to start getting good returns while doing a good deed, this is what American Homeowner Preservation does. They do a crowdfunding solution that actually helps with mortgage crisis in America. People that are, you know, they have the money, but they just need help refinance their homes. These guys actually buy the loans, and they do that with people's funds just like yours. So seriously, with just as little as $100, you can be earning awesome returns on a monthly basis, passive income on a monthly basis. So be sure to check that out. Go to their website to visit them, fundingahp.com. That's funding, F-U-N-D-I-N-G. AHP is an alpha hotel papa.com. Today, I want to talk about specifically someone, a particular segmented group that I've worked a lot with in the past and in the present too. But people that I've known for a while that really their whole message is about financial freedom. I mean, really about creating freedom, and I love it. And this is with network marketing, multi-level marketing, network marketers, direct sales, that kind of thing. There are I know a lot of you out there that are actually part of this program. And so I want to specifically address this segment of you, but also those of you that maybe are doing on the side, maybe as a side business, those of you that maybe are considering doing it. You know, I think this is a great lesson for anyone, no matter what your business is. This is huge because this also applies to all business owners as well. But I want to specifically address network marketers because really there's a lot of potential there. Here's the thing. I'm a huge fan of network marketing. Not that I subscribe to any one company particularly, although I buy a lot of products from different companies, but I'm a big fan of that model. I'm a big fan of someone being able to start up a business for very little, much like a franchise, and be able to build it up and create cash flow that's well beyond what most people can do in other types of businesses. The problem is, of course, that many people don't work it like a business. But I'm addressing those that are specifically the leaders, the growers, the builders, those that actually are starting to make a good living, and maybe this is their full-time thing. Or maybe you're working to get it to that point because you want to start making multiple six, maybe seven figures in network marketing. But I want to address something that is a danger, even those that I've worked with that are making multiple six figures a year in network marketing. And the thing is that I'll tell you, network marketers are not financially free. Not at all. In almost every case, I know there's exceptions to this rule, but the vast majority of cases, even the top builders that I've known, and this is over many, many years. I used to work on the corporate side of a network marketing company at one point about 15, 20 years ago. I've also been involved with different companies over time. I've known a lot of the leaders that are great friends of mine. But I will tell you, there is one thing missing in network marketing, and it's actually kind of a pain in the butt. And those that have been in network marketing for a long time really know this and understand it. And if you have a leader, I even tell you, hey, go talk to them. Because if they've been in the business long enough, they can see this reality. They are not financially free. Now, here's the thing. They make great income. Cash flow is awesome, right? Amazing cash flow coming in. The problem is that if that money stops coming in, they're broke. If that company shuts down, they're broke. If they shut down their compensation plan, they're broke. And anybody who's been in network marketing long enough has been a part of a company that probably has done this before. And you might be totally sold out for the company you're in. You might think they're going to be around forever. And that may be true. But I'm telling you, you do not want to bank your life on that. Because I've seen too many leaders, too many guys that are making six and seven figures in their companies, all of a sudden have to start over from scratch. Now, granted, they might have some influence. They might have some, you know, a little bit of really just influence and the ability to be able to start that up again, even if they have a non-compete or whatever it might be, still have to rebuild again. And it's a pain in the butt. Here's what I recommend you do. If you're in network marketing or you want to be in network marketing or you're a network marketing leader, you're already making multiple six figures or more, you need to create other streams of income. You cannot rely on that company. The best thing you can possibly do is be financially free regardless of that. And guess what the power is behind that? One, the company shuts down, you're fine. But two, when you're talking to your team or your prospects, guess what? You don't need the money. You don't need them to produce. You don't need to put the pressure on them like many times it happens from time to time when you're trying to push for a new rank or whatever it is. By the way, I hate the word push. I think that's a force method. It's not a force thing, not an actual power thing. And so rather than inviting them and asking them to come along for the journey instead of pushing, right? Just my little side note there. But man, you've got to create other streams of income. And I tell you, like I worked with a lot of network marketing leaders. They've got the resources to create financial freedom aside from the business, but they got to do it right. They can't gamble it away because many times what happens, I've said this many times on many shows, money is just a magnifier of the soul. It only makes you more who you already are. So if you're already kind of a big spender, you're going to be a bigger spender when you have lots of money in network marketing. If you're a hoarder, you're going to be a bigger hoarder and you're going to start hoarding your money. If you have more money than you know what to do with, and that happens a lot of times in network marketing, people start to be like, I don't know what else to do. I can't keep putting more money in my business because there's not much else I can think of. Well, guess what? Then you should be putting it somewhere where it's safe. And sometimes they'll go overly safe or they'll gamble it away in some crazy schemes or they'll gamble away in the stock market or whatever it might be. Dumb. Don't do that. You do need education, but there are ways to do that. You can generate additional streams of income very easily. You know, I talked about real estate investing on the show before. You know, I mentioned the AHP fund, you know, the fundingahp.com, which is an option, but there's some great safe options as well on top of that, you know, that you can do. You know, there's things you do with real estate investing, like turnkey real estate, where you don't have to be the one managing the property. You can actually have those properties paying you. You know, you can do different things. You can actually create additional streams of income, additional business streams of income outside of your business too. Things that could even complement your business. You know, I've had people do this before where a lot of times they start going into coaching roles, you know, not just coaching people in their team, although that's part of it, but even outside of that, they start helping other people too. And now granted, you know, you don't want to just be the person that's like, okay, I'm going to coach people, but I can't do it myself, right? You don't want to be that person. But you do want to be the someone who can actually help guide people and direct them. And so using your gifts and your talents, much like when I teach about monetize your divine genius, like I had that show earlier, or SPARF and things like that I've taught, you know, those kind of things you want to take advantage of. But that's the key here is generate additional streams of income, not ones to distract you from your business. However, like you don't want something that's going to take your time away from your business and take your focus. I'm watching some people right now that their network marketing company they were with, they were doing direct sales and that company decided to shut it down and make it just direct referral. So pretty much you're just getting paid off of your own referrals and you know, only two generations, period. That's it. And it kind of upset them a little bit. They're like, dang, like we just lost our huge amount of income. And so they went running to the next opportunity, which that one, I'm like, oh, well, guys, that one's just as bad. Like, and that's what happens when your mindset hasn't changed or shifted. You end up running to the same kind of company the next time. Or you run into a company because out of fear, you want to avoid something, but you end up running to the same kind of company because that's the thing you're fearing and focusing on. And so they've run into the same kind of thing. I'm like, you guys just ran into the same crap. And that thing's going to get shut down easily. Like those kind of companies do not last in network marketing is what I told some of them. They didn't like it. They're like, no, I'm getting paid checks now. Yeah, that's very short-sighted. Long-term won't happen. And they're like, well, short-sighted, if I can do it, I'll make my money now. Wrong attitude to have. You got to be thinking not just short-term, but also long-term. Think about your reputation that gets destroyed when you do that, right? You know, think what happens when you start joining companies just to make a quick buck. You get destroy your reputation. Pretty soon people stop following you. They're like, no, you're just an ambulance chaser. You're just chasing another ambulance here to the next great opportunity. I'm not falling for that. I'm not chasing after you and losing money in the process. That's what's important. So keeping your reputation intact, great way is generate additional streams of income that do not distract you from your current business model. keep building your business, but do other things to create passive streams of income. So anyways, that's my advice to you. Those joining network marketing, those already in it, those are leaders. You've got to create passive streams of income. And there's great, easy ways to do it that I'm telling you is not hard. I mean, even if you have $100,000 that you've got, that you've saved up, you can seriously start generating at least an extra $10,000 to $20,000 a year of passive income doing that very thing. So I'm serious, like seriously consider that. And I mean, if you've got more, you could do more. So I'm just saying that's just right now. And that could keep building and growing over time in the next 5 to 10 years to where you do not need your company more. And you come from a place of power where now when you speak, you're like, I don't need your money. I don't need you as a customer or a team member. I can create this for you. You're like, I'm already doing it myself. I'm free. This is what I choose to do because I love it, not because I need the money. That is power. So that's my invite for you this week. Consider that. Create passive streams of income. This is Chris Miles signing off. You guys have a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.